Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we're talking about single men here and their desire to, their decreased desire to have sex, which is something that's always, it's a weird issue for me, right? Like, if I'm pursuing a woman, it's understood to me, despite being a trans woman, and it's still understood that my role is to pursue, right? And not in like a creepy way or anything like that, but if I'm meeting with a chick, it's just sort of understood that I'm taking her out or I'm going to her place or whatever. I wouldn't expect her to drive to me so that we could hook up, because that's not how the dynamics of that relationship work. And that seems to be, in my experience, what men want these days, is for the girl to just show up. And it required no more effort for them from them than that.
Yeah, if a guy was ever talking to me in that type of way, I would just completely stop talking to them, because it's just uninteresting to me. Like, I want it to be fun. It's not fun to just be like, let me go to your house and have sex with you.
See, I find plenty fun about that. I just think the dynamic is backward, right?
I see what you're saying, but also I just think it's more fun to have, I don't know, more build up.
Well, different things for different people, for sure. But the role of the, if the guy isn't willing to put in enough effort to even travel to the girl, then why should the girl have any expectation that the experience is going to be even remotely half decent?
Yeah, if you're not willing to put in that effort, like, you're not going to be able, they're not going to be willing to put in any other effort sexually, so, right. Like, why even bother?
And that's why they end up not hooking up, and that's why they end up resorting to pornography and to being alone, and ultimately, over time, they just forget, or it becomes not worth it to them. They're like, oh, sure, I could put in all of that effort, or I could just go to Pornhub.
Yeah, it's like this vicious cycle.
Yes. And then in time, they just forget why one would even want to actually engage in sexual relations with another problem. That's been my theory for the last few years, at least. And hearing this from the author here, who suggests that the COVID-19 pandemic keeping people locked down, well, the government keeping people locked down in their homes, I would say it just exacerbated a problem that was already there, but this guy at Match, that's Match.com, is suggesting that it created this problem. But I think the guy at Match is severely overestimating what percentage of their users are actually meeting and hooking up. I would suggest the number of users is probably fewer than 1%. The rest of them are just chatting.
I've only ever known one person that ever used Match.com, and even that person, I was like, really? Match.com? You're like in your mid-20s. You're not like old. Like, I don't know. But I just think of more of like Tinder or something else.
See, I used to use Match.com. I can't use Tinder at the moment. It's on the list of things I've been requested to use, because I'm not just into guys, and there's just guys on Grindr and not really wanting to deal with that. And Match.com, it has its place. It's supposed to be more about relationships, where Tinder was more about hooking up.
Yeah.
And that would be the distinction there. And, like, eHarmony is more, I don't even know if it still exists, but it was more about finding specifically someone to have a long-term relationship with.
Hmm.
Whereas Match was like, sure, let's go on some dates and build a relationship, and maybe it go to that point, but you're not going to find your future wife on Tinder, right? Almost certainly not. You might. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but the odds are extremely low that it's going to happen.
I guess I have to agree. Well, the article goes on to say, it's not to say that the horizontal hokey-pokey is no longer on the minds of single men, but it's that it's taken a back seat to newfound priorities in both relationships and love. Garcia explained. That's one of the experts that Match.com has.
Okay, so it does have something that they're interested more than sex. So that's interesting.
It's most striking in men that they're taking a moment to value relationships and relationship context of intimate encounters more. We see.
I don't believe that nonsense for a second.
Is this only Match.com users or something? And I don't know.
He's probably trying to plug Match.com. I mean, that's why he's overestimating the number of people who are actually successfully meeting on Match. Because he's got a product to sell, right? It would be unhelpful for him to come out and say, look, most people aren't actually having sex anyway, it turns out. The best way of having sex, if that's really what you want to do, is probably to just go to a bar. But the benefit of these apps like Tinder and Grindr and OkCupid, I think is another, is that you know when you go on them what you're looking for and what the other person is looking for. If you go to a bar, you may or may not encounter someone who's A, single, B, interested in you, or C, interested in dating. So that's one of the benefits that these apps actually have. But as far as people hooking up on them, it's not really very common.
Well, he says, we see the rates of casual sex are down. Only 11% of singles want to date casually. More people are back to the three-date rule and want to go on multiple dates before making out or having intercourse.
How is he getting this data? Is he, like, mining the messages that people send and receive on Match.com?
I don't know. I don't know. Like, I don't think it ever said that, 'cause that's why I asked. It says a study published by Match, but it never explained how they got this info. I wondered, is it only Match users that they're...
Maybe they did a survey?
Survey? Yeah, but...
That seems likely. I will say, he's not wrong in certain aspects. The number of people who are messaging me saying, hey, are you looking for dates or relationship partner? It has increased throughout the last year.
As in, more people don't just want to have sex, they're asking if you're looking to date?
Yes.
Okay.
So that has actually increased, but not by any noticeable amount or any meaningful amount. So what else does this guy have to say?
They say that is because many men are now experiencing post-traumatic growth from COVID and are focusing towards prioritizing well-being along with furthering emotional maturity.
What is post-traumatic growth?
I don't know. That's why I had to stop and laugh. I've never heard that term. I guess it's having to grow because you just went through something traumatic.
I thought they were talking about, like, the COVID-15, like, when you get fat because of COVID.
Oh, my goodness.
No, but I imagine the people who did, you know, actually buy into all of the fear and who did actually lock down, I mean, they were traumatized. Not by COVID-19, but by the fear-mongering done by governments and the media in regard to COVID-19. So I have no doubt that PTSD is actually a thing. We discussed that a week or two ago, where this guy was like, we're calling it pre-PTSD, which is, and it was, this was about global warming, which, saying that, you know, people were coming in traumatized with pre-PTSD because they were so scared about the global warming events that hadn't even happened to them yet. And I was pointing out then that those events did happen to them. They don't have PTSD. They have PTSD because they spent their entire lives being told that global warming was going to kill them, and all of the adults in the world knew about it and were doing nothing to stop it. That's traumatizing. That's traumatizing entire generations of people. So it's not pre-PTSD at all. And the COVID-19 lockdowns is also not pre-PTSD. It's just PTSD from these people who were terrorized by the governments and the media.
Well, apparently, this person is saying because of it, they're growing, and he says singles are growing up. They're looking for long-term stability in a partnership. They're going to take their time to find it, and men are leading the way. I just, knowing men, I just don't believe it. Like, my boyfriend is just, like, a specific breed of, like, I don't know, a good guy, so I'm not talking about him.
Well, I mean, people get older, so certainly someone who's now, you know, in their 30s or whatever may be looking to settle down and maybe looking into a long-term relationship, but there would still be plenty of 25-year-olds who are not. So does this person have an explanation of why the older people probably are looking to settle down and develop these lasting relationships, but why aren't there younger people signing up to join the platform.
It actually goes into the generations now, if you want me to get into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get into that when we get back, because I'm curious to learn, and I suspect the reason could be that younger people are just, you know, using Tinder and Grindr instead of Match. But we're going to find out why. 603-283-6160. If you have any thoughts about why single men may be less interested in sex, you're invited to share those thoughts. That's 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. As always, you're about tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Well, now Intercoin has launched this investor token worldwide, and for the first time, it's available on an exchange. Go to exmarkets.com, that's xmarkets.com, with just an email address. You can keep your privacy intact and sign up for the exchange. You can then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, trade them for Tether, and then buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. Learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org, that's intercoin.org, or buy and sell ITR at xmarkets.com, that's exmarkets.com. We're talking about Bonnie's story here about single men, and they're actually going to get into a breakdown on the generations and how the pandemic has affected their sex lives. This guy is making the argument that COVID-19 essentially caused them to grow and have higher priorities, which is terminology I don't particularly care for than just having sex. You don't necessarily have to grow into that. So different things for different people, right? But this guy is suggesting that COVID-19 caused them to realize that they need to look for more lasting relationships or whatever. And I would argue that it's probably just because the people who were using Match got older and their priorities changed more because of that than for COVID-19. But if that was the case, then there would still be 25 to 30-year-olds who were still looking to just have casual hookups. And their data may or may not support that. He gets into the generational breakdown coming up.
Says much of that, meaning people growing after COVID-19, has come from men becoming more well-rounded, according to the researcher or the research.
Does he mean fatter?
It must be the COVID-15.
COVID growth. The study found that 72% of Generation Z and 69% of millennials began taking up new hobbies during the pandemic. No, don't try to tell me you are not interested in sex now because you got a new hobby during the pandemic and you're just more well-rounded. I just don't believe that.
And didn't this article start with, like, low testosterone levels and low libido and low sex drives? So
low dopamine levels.
How are they, like, connecting these two things?
Well, as the other, I think the initial person got it correct best. The more sex you have, the more sex you want. The less sex you have, the less sex you want. So these people just went a long period of time not having sex. And now it's just not a priority to them.
It says 69% of Generation Z boasted that they made significant career strides.
In the middle of a lockdown?
Yeah, it's odd.
That seems unlikely.
Plus,
69%. Does Gen Z even have careers at this point?
I think they're like teenagers, right? I think it's like right after like me and Bonnie. So like I think the youngest or the oldest Gen Z would probably be like 21 by now.
Yeah, no, they're older. They're supposed to be 1997. So I mean, that's the grade I graduated with in 2015. Most of them were 1997. Plus, men are better at relaxing, it says. They're getting more sleep. They're gaining confidence. I don't think just sitting around sleeping all day gains you confidence. I think it's the opposite.
They're getting really good at playing video games, so now they're just, like, super confident.
That's probably what they mean by hobby for the vast majority of these men, I would suggest. But I would argue that this is probably not healthy. If you locked down and you developed a new hobby and post-lockdown, you love that hobby so much that it's causing you to actually value human interactions less, that's a negative thing.
I agree. It sounds crazy.
It sounds like an addiction, right? They spent, you know, 10 hours a day playing video games during the lockdown. Now the pandemic is over. And look at him and his new hobby. He's such a well-rounded individual.
Oh, how he has grown.
But he's just sitting there playing video games for 10 hours a day instead of actually going out and trying to meet women or using apps to try to meet women. That doesn't sound like a healthy change at all.
I think that's exactly what's going on. This sounds like what they're describing, that they're just adding this positive twist to it. I think this is part of you will have nothing and you will like it. They're just trying to tell people, oh, well, now you're more happy because even though they said that you have less, it was a traumatic experience and you have less dopamine in your brain, they're trying to make you seem like or make you feel like you're happier now that the pandemic was over. I think that's what this is really all about.
Does it give any details about what hobbies it's talking about?
It doesn't.
That's unfortunate. I need to know, did anyone out there take up a new hobby during COVID-19? 603-283-6160. I have a number of hobbies and all of them sort of got sidelined because I had other better stuff to do during the pandemic than just engage in hobbies. But I realize that's not true for most people who actually lock down and stuff like that. But playing video games is certainly a hobby, sure, but becoming better at that hobby or wanting to put more time into it at the expense of interacting with other human beings is unhealthy behavior. And I think you're right. This sounds like they're just trying to put a positive spin on something negative. Like, oh, it turns out, you know, inflation is actually a good thing. Or, hey, your kid having myocarditis, that's actually a good thing. That's going to make them a healthier, more well-rounded adult.
Builds character.
Who plays video games for 10 hours a day and isn't interested in hooking up with women.
I just think
isn't
that
society great?
If what they were describing, this is the only reason or way I can think that what they were describing would make sense. It would only make sense that they were getting more well-rounded and they're happier with this new hobby if they were also having more sex, because I just think that you can't be doing your hobby 24/7, and usually you want to learn something cool that you can show women so you can have more sex.
That's why I started playing electric guitar. No joke. That wasn't why. I was interested in the subject, right? But
yeah.
I also knew that if you play the guitar, girls like that, right? And it's true. And so that's a hobby that could actually be used to help one in those efforts rather than a hobby that detracts from those efforts. Because whether we like it or not, humans are sexual beings. The vast majority of every organism's life is spent attempting to eat or procreate. And that's true for humans as well. And if you don't have that drive, that desire, because you're instead playing video games for 10 hours a day, then you're kind of running counter to what your nature wants you to do. And there are people for whom that isn't a fair assessment, right? Like myself, I have no desire to procreate, but for most people, that's what leads them to want to have sexual relationships in the first place, is this biological desire to procreate. I think the COVID-19 just threw all of this out of whack. It was already out of whack, and the accessibility of pornography, I think, caused that. Not that I want porn to be inaccessible or anything like that. I'm just saying, hey, this is a social issue, and I think that men throughout the world, especially in the United States, need to actually address how much pornography they're watching and take steps to have a healthier sex life than just pornography and being by oneself.
I think the overuse of pharmaceuticals might also be, like, throwing people's hormones out of whack, so that might also, like, decrease testosterone and sex drive.
That's true. Antidepressants are notorious for that. And
yeah.
A lot of people, more and more people, are on antidepressants than ever. They're prescribing these things like they're candy at the grocery store.
I would also say that just entertainment in general is too accessible in cities. When I went to San Antonio for just, like, 2 days to visit my friend in September, I was like, whoa, this is like playing a video game.
What do you mean entertainment is so accessible?
Just like, let's order food to the house. I don't know. We can get into it.
603-283-6160 if you want to join the discussion. There is more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Still no verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. The jury still deliberating into a second full day. The 12-member panel reviewing video evidence on Wednesday, but still not coming to a decision on the fate of the 18-year-old. Arizona Congressman Republican Paul Gosar is the first House member to be censured in over a decade. The Republican lawmaker recently posted an anime video depicting himself killing his colleague, New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Along with being censured, Gosar is being removed from all of his committee assignments. President Biden stopping in Michigan to talk up his newly signed infrastructure bill, and he got to test drive an electric Hummer at a GM electric vehicles plant in Detroit. He noted the infrastructure bill holds a lot of money for new electric vehicle charging stations. And this is USA Radio News. Democrats gathering this morning to tout the social spending measure that President Biden next wants Congress to pass. Dems say it will significantly boost the fight against climate change.
It's a health issue, clean air, clean water for our children. It's a jobs issue, making America preeminent and good-paying green jobs.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at the Capitol event calling it a moral responsibility for future generations to address climate change. And New York Representative Hakeem Jeffries said it's an urgent moment in the history of the nation, adding, there is no Planet B. A script supervisor on the movie Rust is now suing over the fatal shooting on the film set in New Mexico, and Gloria Allred is representing the woman. Speaking to reporters, Allred said Alec Baldwin wasn't just guilty of simple negligence, but that he played Russian roulette when he pulled the trigger on the gun that killed the cinematographer. Now this.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us and weigh in, we're talking about just social issues that we've encountered throughout our lives and largely during the last 18 months of the pandemic. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And Bonnie, before we went out to break, you mentioned that you found entertainment too accessible. Or too, I don't remember the exact word you used.
Yeah, it's not that it's too accessible. I mean, to each their own. It's just I realize I don't want to live in a city because you can just be comfortable with, like, I don't know how to really explain it. Like, what was I really doing that was different in the city? It was just like, okay, going to a mall. Like, every day we went shopping, and it was just like, wow, this is, like, not a good use of my time. And it feels like you did something. It feels like, oh, let's go do something. Let's go to the mall. But really, you're just, you're doing, I don't know, I felt very, like, it made me realize that when I lived in San Antonio and I was just doing stuff like that all the time, I was just making money to immediately spend it on entertainment.
And do you mean, like, it's, like, almost like a meaningless thing that you're doing? Like, it doesn't really have any real value or, like, substance to it?
Yeah, like, I also had this on my mind the last segment. I couldn't even read that much in San Antonio because I, like, couldn't focus because I was always thinking about, like, the thing I could be, you know, the fun thing I could be doing. And also,
people
because
still
of boys.
Go to the mall for fun?
Yeah.
Okay.
we had some events we had to do, so we were, like, creating outfits, and it was fun. You know, you feel like you had, like, a... You feel like you had a an event you went and did by going to the mall, when really you could just get your clothes online.
I can see what you mean there, then. It's certainly... I noticed that it's a lot easier to just get DoorDash or something like that than it is to go and pick up the restaurant. But I still prefer to go pick it up at the restaurant when possible, because it has that human element. And a lot of the places I eat from are, like, locally owned, so the owners know me and I like talking to them and stuff like that. And DoorDash and ordering online, things like that, they sort of remove that human element from it. So I think given the choice, in most cases, I would rather go to the store itself. There are some exceptions. Like, if it's Walmart, I will do anything and everything I can to avoid going to Walmart. And I will order substitutes online from Amazon. I don't care. Walmart, I hate that place. And it's not just the horrible fluorescent lights. It's that for whatever reason, when people enter Walmart, they completely and totally lose the ability to be aware of themselves and their surroundings.
Oh, my God.
And this is a common thing anyway. I don't understand why people walk backwards. Can anyone out there explain to me why people walk backwards? If you can, 603-283-6160. There are people I work with who I actually admonish about this, because they'll just suddenly start walking backwards. Like, you have literally no idea what's behind you, and you're just stepping. Evolution failed. It should have killed off the humans who had the desire to walk backwards blindly. I was leaving Walmart because this is the only place I can easily get the cat food that my cats like. They have it at Walmart. And as I was leaving, this kid, probably 16, 17 years old, I don't know why, wearing this stupid forward-looking baseball cap, just started walking backwards, plowed directly into me.
Oh my
and
God.
Then turned around like I was the one who was wrong. Like, no, dude, I was watching where I was going. You're the one who just standing there, minding your own business, decided, I'm not going to actually look to see what's behind me. I'm just going to start backing up and YOLO into the streets and hope for the best. Hopefully there's no one coming who's going to break my ankle with a shopping cart. I don't know, because I'm an idiot walking backwards in a way that humans were not designed to walk.
Oh, I can't even imagine. Like, I don't think I've ever done that, and I don't understand why he would do that.
And people do it all the time, and I run into it at Walmart. Another reason I hate Walmart is because if there's a family of three people there, instead of walking single file and not taking up as much space as possible, they always walk beside each other, making me have to go all the way around them instead of just, hey, why don't you be aware of how wide this aisle is and how wide your fat wife is, and get her to walk behind you instead?
Yeah, my dad was in the army, and he, like, trained me and all my seven siblings to walk behind him in aisles. And, oh my God, when I was dating my last boyfriend, he just, like, didn't understand getting up next to people and leaving the cart in the very middle of the aisle, and it would drive me crazy.
If it has to be done to that extent, you know, the duck and the little ducklings and all of that walking in a single file line. But when you see someone else coming, that should always be the go-to. It's like, okay, here's someone coming. I should not be walking directly beside the person I'm with when I can just walk behind them, or they can walk beside me, and then we can make room for this other human being who also exists and shouldn't have to walk 30 extra feet because I'm an idiot who isn't aware of my surroundings.
Yeah, it's just social cues that people should be able to pick up on, and I feel like this is something that's gotten worse since COVID. People kind of, like, forgotten how to be human.
The other day I was wondering if I could find anything. Have you guys ever seen, like, those things that'll be like a 1 month workout challenge where you, like, every day you do a different thing? I wanted to see if I could find something like that for social interactions, because I realized that the other day I was taking a walk and I just, like, I had to get up the courage to say hi to the lady that walked past me, and she said hi, and after that I felt accomplished. And I was like, if I could just make myself go do something like that every day, I feel like I would, like, actually make an actual impact and feel better about myself. Because, I mean, everybody walks around with masks, and I just only know a few people in this town and things like that. I don't know. I just think that would be a cool thing, but it didn't seem to exist on the internet.
It's a weird social thing. I'm glad you point that out, because I never know how to deal with it. If I'm walking down a sidewalk and someone is walking down toward me down the same sidewalk, sometimes they don't speak, sometimes I don't speak, sometimes neither of us speak, sometimes I say hello, sometimes I don't. It's like, what is the correct way to handle this in a social way?
I always say hi, and that's
but
actually...
you can't say hi if you're, like, walking down Main Street to every single person walking past you. So how do you identify the ones to say hello to?
I guess whoever smiles and is not wearing a mask.
I feel like as, like, a kid, I always saw, like, my mom and people I knew doing that, like, saying hi all the time, just waving to people, and I'd be like, do we know them? And they'd be like, nope. But when I lived in San Antonio, I stopped. Like, in fact, I told Ian I would make, like, the most serious face, beeline to whatever I was doing, because I didn't want any interaction, because, like, people are crazy. Like, people are just crazy. But I want to unlearn that, kind of. And I think COVID has made it worse for everyone. Like, not COVID, but the lockdowns and restrictions.
Well, that was one of the things I liked about New Hampshire. So I hike a lot, and I noticed that hiking in New Hampshire, people are so much more friendly, like substantially so than where I'm from. Like, I would just find a random person on a hiking trail, and we would just, like, oh, hi, and then kind of, like, somehow get into this, like, conversation about, like, it would start with the weather, and next thing I know, I'm, like, talking about this guy's dog that he doesn't have with, you know, it's just, you know, next thing I know, I know his wife's name, and just, like, random stuff like that. But it's, like, it's always a nice interaction. Like, it's not too much, but it's just friendly, and it's easy. It's not like either of us are forcing the conversation. We're just kind of, like, naturally having this conversation. And I find that a lot more in New Hampshire than I did, like, anywhere else I've usually hiked.
New Hampshire is definitely a friendly place, and I should have pointed out with my initial question that, you know, circumstances matter a lot. Like, if I'm just walking down a sidewalk by myself and there's just one other person coming, obviously we're going to say hello to each other.
Yeah.
But walking down Main Street or something like that, or what if I'm standing there talking to a friend or walking with a friend and someone else walks past? There's all sorts of little social circumstances there where there's really no clear answer about whether or not to leave this person alone or have the audacity to say hello to them. And as I think about it that way, it's like, what's the harm that could happen anyway from just saying hello to them?
Yeah.
So there's kind of really no reason not to, except you're walking down Main Street and there's, you know, 6,000 people there. You can't say hello to all of them.
Like, if you said hello to somebody on the street in Boston, they would give you a death glare. They'd be like,
really?
This person had the audacity to speak to me? Yeah, Boston's a weird, angry city. Yeah, it's a weird place.
I imagine you would get much the same result in New York City.
Yeah, it's one of those.
603-283-6160 if you want to join us. When we come back, we're going to talk about Momnibus and the act revolving that is related to that. It's so hard to say. I'm just proud I managed to say it correctly. It's Free Talk Live.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. I want to say thank you to Ukraine 79. That's tonight's amplifier. That means Ukraine 79 is a member of the Apps program. You can find it at apps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. So if you value the show, if you like the ideas of liberty being spread on national radio, if you want to help us get more radio stations, to get more podcast downloads and all of that, the Apps program is the best way to do it. It's on Patreon, so it's pretty simple to join. Go to amps.freetalklive.com, AMPS. Ukraine 79, thank you so much. It only costs $5 per month to get in, and it does come with a number of cool little perks, but really, if you join, the reason should be because you want to help Free Talk Live reach a larger audience and continue doing what it's doing. So Ukraine 79, thank you so much, and we hope you check out the program. Now, Nikki, you brought in a story about the Momnibus Act, and you also mentioned, what is that? Because I've never even heard of it.
It's the Black Maternal Health Momnibus Act of 2021. So it's basically legislature that is supposed to make maternal health care for Black and Indigenous people safer and more, you know, give them more equal quality of care. Because in the United States, there is still a lot of racism, and even like, so even if the care provider isn't outright racist, there's a lot of like subconscious, like what's the word I'm looking for, like bias that people are holding on to that they don't even realize. And it's actually statistically shows that Black women are way more likely to be abused in healthcare settings than they're much more likely to die. Especially relating to birth. So this act is supposed to address maternal health crisis in the United States, which disproportionately affects Black and Indigenous people.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, something the healthcare industry needs to address.
Absolutely.
I'm just not sure government is the best one suited to do that.
And that's, like, I get it. and I think it's a good mission, but I agree with you. I don't think that more legislature is going to fix the problem, and I think it might actually make it worse. But I did like this article because I think it touches upon a lot of topics that most people have absolutely no clue about. So more people are likely to die from pregnancy-related causes in the United States than any other high-income country in the world. Which, I mean, that's, like, shocking to most people. Most people have absolutely no clue about that. And I had no clue about that until today, actually. And I work in healthcare, and I work in birth. So, and I like to think that I'm pretty, like, well-read with, like, different issues regarding those topics, and I had never heard of that, and I researched more into it, and it's actually true.
I didn't know anything about it, but I'm not at all surprised to hear that it's true.
The crisis is more severe for Black and Indigenous people. Congress has an opportunity to address this dire reality by passing the Black Maternal Health Momibus Act of 2021, a legislative package of 12 bills that centers Black women and aims to comprehensively address every dimension of the Black maternal health crisis in the country. So basically, this act is supposed to invest and expand the maternal health care system, address the maternal social determinations of health, and help protect pregnant and postpartum people from the effect of COVID-19. So it does, like, I really agree with the mission, but again, like, it just,
it's not suited for government.
And I read the act, and it just doesn't, the things they're putting forward, like, I just don't think that these measures are the things that is going to help this issue. But I do think talking about it is going to help this issue, and I think that educating healthcare providers and just regular people is going to help this issue.
Unfortunately, a lot of big acts usually have a totally noble cause behind them because that's what they use to get people to vote for it.
Yeah.
I tend to think that the best suited thing to deal with this would probably be critical race theory. Maybe not in the public school system because there shouldn't be a public school system, but if only we had some educational idea that could teach people about their learned racial biases and how society has evolved built on these racial biases so that they could address them and make things better. If only we had some educational idea about how to do that, about how to critically get people to think about race and how it's impacted the growth of the United States over the last several centuries.
I don't know, like, a whole lot about that. I don't ever watch the videos about, like, conservatives, like, reading about it ever. But I know that during the...
They read about that worse than the progressives read about the Free State Project.
Yeah, they do. Oh, my God.
And they don't know anything about it, just like progressives don't know anything about libertarianism.
Exactly.
Right?
And it keeps me from wanting to learn about it because I don't want to hear these people, like, you know, both sides screaming about it. But one thing that I will say is, like, during the whole Black Lives Matter movement in 2020, it made me, I won't say critical race theory, but the ideas that started getting promoted that the white people acted like were so racist. One of the things that I forgot exactly where I'm going with this, but one of the things I thought of was just, like, I remember where I was going with this. Subliminal things that I've just never thought of that I wasn't being, like, actually racist, but I just never thought of my bias in that way. One thing was a libertarian who has a podcast called We Are Libertarians played the... I mean, I think it's the Declaration of Independence. He played some clip of somebody speaking it and said, people don't think about the fact, or white people need to think about the fact that that also had applied to Black people. And it sounds crazy. It's not like I ever thought, oh, that doesn't apply to Black people. But it made me realize I picture only white people when I think of all that stuff. I mean, I don't like the Declaration. I mean, I don't like the Constitution and all that stuff. But it just was a subliminal thing. I always think of white people. And it's because when you learn the history, all the pictures are all white people. And, you know, slavery was still going on at the time.
The people who wrote the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, whichever one he was quoting, they certainly didn't intend for it to apply to black people. It should.
It should, but it actually didn't. It should right. apply, but it didn't because they didn't even, like the people that wrote all that garbage didn't even think that black people were human. Mm-hmm. They weren't allowed to look people in the eyes. They weren't even count, even when they got the right to vote, they weren't even counted as a whole person. So.
Well, they didn't even get the right. You're talking about the three-fifths compromise,
right?
Yeah,
yes, but that was like much later down the line.
And since they got the right to vote, the Republicans had done everything they could to prevent them from being able to vote.
Yeah.
Just realizing that I realized that made me think about the fact that, like, a lot of times people will say that minorities don't get the ideas of liberty as much. Well, maybe they don't feel like people are talking about it in a way that applies to them. That's all.
Well, we hear the same thing about women aren't interested in the ideas of liberty. Yeah, here the two of you are. So I think it's just that, yeah, like you point out, people aren't being reached in a way that appeals to them.
And I think as far as, like, the Free State Project is concerned and kind of, like, the New Hampshire immigration, at one point there were mainly men, yeah, there probably still are mainly men up here and, like, less families and stuff. And I think because those people weren't really speaking to a way that, like, women were attracted to. Like, they were kind of, I'm not, like, trying to generalize, but it wasn't really appealing to women at first, I don't think. And then once it kind of got more, like, more families and more women's, because, like, why would a woman want to move someplace where there aren't any other women? I mean, that's kind of,
noticed that at Fork Fest the year before, or the 2 years ago, I don't remember exactly when, and we were like, we need to make some conscious decision to invite women to Fork Fest. And we called it Ladies Night Out, and we put a fair bit of work into it until I got distracted with other stuff. I was like, look, I'm going to fund this thing, but I need the rest of you to actually, like, plan it and make it happen.
Yeah.
And it was a complete disaster. And I remember floating this idea to libertarians. The first thing out of one of them's mouths was, oh, yeah, we can get some prostitutes up here.
Oh,
like,
my God.
And this is why women didn't want to come.
The most libertarian bro thing that a person could have said was the exact issue that we were attempting to address. And obviously it was a total disaster, but I don't know. You have to reach people in the ways that they want to be reached. And talking about if you have a family that's, you know, struggling to find water and they're upset because someone came in and bought 15 cases of water, you're not going to reach that person by explaining to them, oh, well, no, this is actually a good thing because now they're going to sell that bottle of water out on the streets and make a profit. You know, they're going to charge you $30 for this now. You're not going to reach that person with that cold logic. You have to reach them in a more emotional way. And libertarians are terrible at that.
Yeah.
That's it for tonight's show. We're online in the meantime. You can find us at chat.freetalklive.com. That's our social, that's not our social media server, that's our official chat server, where several of the hosts are just always talking with listeners of the show, chat.freetalklive.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.